Good morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. I'm mainly doing this one this morning, just happy I actually got up early, and we'll see if we can keep this consistently the time we do it, at least on weekdays. My daughter's just started school again, or they're starting school today, so I got to get up early for that. And what I used to do was get up even earlier to get some things done before I had to start the day with them. And I was actually able to do that this morning. Got cleaned up, a little bit of exercise, a little bit of seated practice, and we'll see where this goes. I feel pretty good right now. You can absolutely do the same thing. Brian Tracy recommends getting up about 2 hours before you have to be anywhere, so you have time to do morning exercise, do some reading, some writing, whatever you've got to get done in the morning. And that way you can still work through your normal work day or whatever else you have to do in the day, and you've got time to get in everything that's important to you first. And that's cool. I think that's a good thing. I've attempted to do that before. Just go from wherever you are to 2 hours earlier. It hasn't usually worked out very well for me. It has here and there, at least for a certain amount of time. But like a lot of other things, you can start with a little bit. You can start with waking up 15 minutes earlier, 30 minutes earlier, whatever works to give you a little bit of time for just you in the morning. If you want to read some, if you want to do your speaking practice, if you want to just read aloud and blend those two together, want to get some exercise in, whatever you can do with the time you set aside for yourself. But do something meaningful for you. Keep in mind, with all these different goals, all the things you're supposed to do every day, exercise, reading, writing, and contemplating, meditating, whatever else you're supposed to do. With all of this, if it's not meaningful to you, ultimately you're just going to be going through the motions. So it's okay if it's not super meaningful at first and you're digging for the meaning, you're practicing to dig for that meaning, to find it, to realize it, so it starts to drive your practice itself. That's fine early on, but if you go enough time, you haven't quite found it, you're probably going to have to shift something else. There's something you're not seeing, there's something that's not lining up quite right, or it might just be the kind of thing where you really are pushing for something that's not what you want. So you got to figure out what you do want, get clear on it, and then move forward. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me this morning. We'll talk again soon.